Public health officials would like to do what's called surveillance testing. That's when we test everyone in an area to figure out who of us is sick, then isolate those sick people until they're better. Several countries have managed to do this and have no more community spread, but the U.S. still does not have enough of the chemicals needed for the test kits. Clint Brooks of Fairbanks Memorial Hospital says that's true of Alaska, too.
The issue that we face is the reagent. It's being able to actually perform the test with the reagent in the lab is what's really holding back that rapid testing.
Even so, a person who gives a sample for testing in Fairbanks is likely to get their test results back in about 3 days. Fewer people are coming to Interior Alaska test centers in August than they did in July. But the test positivity rate, which doubled in July, has so far in August remained about the same. That's the ratio of positives to the samples taken, and it's about 2.3% since August 1st. Elizabeth Burton, regional public health nurse, says the number of people coming through the free drive-up testing every Tuesday and Thursday at the Carlson Center in Fairbanks had been dozens through July, but dropped at the beginning of August.
And I think by the time we opened that site June 30th, there were a lot of cases that were coming from some group events that had happened around here. And so there might have been heightened anxiety at that time. And since then, we've had probably 4 weeks of steady numbers.
Burton said 2 weeks ago, 69 people came through the tent one day, but last Thursday, that dropped to 10.
And I think that the message is out in Fairbanks about wearing a mask and distancing, and people are trying to do their best with that in most cases. Perhaps we're seeing the favorable result from people that are trying to comply.
Today, August 11th, there are about 20 people signed up to get a test there. Burton said Fred Meyer has agreed to keep the site open twice a week, at least through Labor Day. Public Health took rapid test machines to several sites around Fairbanks at the beginning of August, partnering with Tanana Chiefs Conference, Interior Community Health Center, and Foundation Health Partners. They moved sites over 8 days to get more people tested.
We decided that this might be a good strategy is to do some pop-up testing around the city to reach populations that weren't able to get into healthcare.
Burton says the rapid test machines now need to be returned to the state's warehouse in Anchorage, but pop-up test centers like that might be used this fall and winter as drive-through sites become impractical. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.